Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Teenage Experience Podcast. In today's episode, I will be interviewing students at Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience to ask them how they felt the school helped them cope after the incident. If you don't know what this incident was, it was the tragic school shooting on October 24th, 2022, at Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience, as well as Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. I would just like to say rest in peace to the victims, Jean Kushka and Alexandria Bell, and I would just like to send my condolences to their family and to all of the students and teachers who were traumatized by this tragic event. Who am I here with today?
My name's Ricky.
How do you feel the school helped you cope after the incident?
I really liked how they brought therapist dogs. They were like really fun to play with, and they were really good, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Who am I here with today?
You're here with Sembi Charles Smith.
How do you feel the school helps you cope after the incident?
But just not having to worry about school, like the days off we got after the, you know, not having to worry about schoolwork or that homework and whatnot, and being able to sort of process it without that added pressure from like academics was definitely very helpful. There were a couple, school did a couple things in the park, I remember. A little bit afterwards, I only showed up for one of those, but that was fun. Got to see a lot of people who I hadn't seen since then, and I don't know. And I guess the transition from virtual learning, doing virtual learning, and then moving into in person school was definitely helpful, because it was sort of, yeah, we're still doing work, we're moving into getting back into the routine, but also just being able to stay at home and be comfortable there was very helpful as well. That's
okay. Thank you. Who am I here with today?
Shanira Harris.
Markayla Robinson.
How do you feel the school helps you cope after the incident?
To be honest, I feel like they didn't. Well, yeah, to be honest, I feel like they didn't. I feel like that was the thing that we had to do on our own. Like, especially not being in school for a month after it occurred, like, me and my friends, we, like, took it in our own hands and, like, hung out and planned stuff to do. And then also, like, when we did come back, like, there was stuff that they did, but it still didn't feel like it was helping us cope. I feel like it was, like, a way to, like, distract us from the incident, like, to distract us from feeling those feelings. So, yeah.
Okay.
And I completely agree. I honestly feel like they didn't really help us cope. But I mean, what can you do in a situation? I think, like, you have to learn how to cope, like, yourself in that type of situation. So, and when we did come back to school, like, it was just very, at first it was very, I felt very smothered. But after a while, like, they did, like she was saying, like, tiny stuff, like, oh, let's, you know, have like a spirit day, or, you know, just something like that, like trying to, like what she was saying, just distract us and trying to make us forget the incident. We never really talked about it, and we never like had that time, like, as a whole school to really think about what happened, how is this affecting us. And they didn't take into consideration on how others cope, not just by getting therapists or therapy dogs. Like, no, some people coping mechanism is to talk about it. So they didn't help.
Who am I here with today?
Jacob Hicks.
How do you feel the school helped you cope after the incident?
I think the main way that school helped me was probably Students on the Go. Which is what I was part of, a half marathon training program. Well, you could do the half marathon or the 10K. I was doing the half marathon. And that was an outlet through school that I was connected to people with. And it was really good. We started training before we actually came back to school in person after the shooting. So, like, it was an outlet to have people to talk to and see people from school regularly. during that time period, we weren't at school, even before we really came back to do school. And then once we continued going back to school, as all these different things were up in the air and classes were weird and some other extracurriculars were very up in the air of what we were doing and how it was going to shape out, like we had a very clear plan for that that continued on. And so it gave me structure and an outlet to be with people that was really helpful.
Okay, thanks. Who am I here with today?
Marley Williams.
How do you feel the school helps you cope after the incident?
I think there was definitely an effort to, you know, help us get over it emotionally, but the culture of collegiate kind of overrode those efforts, and I don't think they really succeeded at all. So I can't really answer the question, but I will say I appreciate the effort, but it didn't really work out.
Okay, thank you. Who am I here with today?
Kit Rash.
How do you feel the school helps you cope after the incident?
I think they did a lot of things to really kind of help all of us come back together and recover and grow stronger. For me, the picnic was super helpful because it was a time to see other people outside of the Schnucks parking lot. And we all got to hang out and be in a stress-free environment that wasn't school. And then when we came back to school, all of the posters and all of the stuff they gave us was super sweet and definitely made, like, helped me realize that, like, we were stronger than what happened to us and helped us kind of overcome that.
Okay, thank you. Who am I here with today?
Laura.
How do you feel the school helped you cope after the incident?
I feel like it was good and bad, sort of kind of in the middle. After the shooting and we came online, I feel like it was very rushed for us to get back to work. And obviously we were behind, but I feel like it wasn't taking into account the mental health of the students, because it seemed a lot for me personally to take care of my mental and try to also be active in the classroom with the assigned work and stuff like that. But once we came back in person, it was a little off-putting, obviously. But I think the school was good in showing support for their students by having certified people on campus and also providing those counseling services that they did provide and still provide today. So I think that was pretty cool.
Okay, thank you. Who am I here with today?
I'm Zenga.
How do you feel the school helped you cope after the incident?
I think that there was an effort to try to create a school community within CSMB through like the picnics and stuff that happened afterwards. But I think that for the most part, the administration at the school tried to ignore that it had happened, or just kind of tried to force us back into school, which I think was definitely important and needed to happen because we are so far behind. But I think that a lot of us weren't ready for that. Like, I've talked to a lot of people who just weren't ready to go back to school for full days and that kind of thing. And I think that while the administration has tried to create a community within the CSMB student body, we haven't made a lot of efforts to reconnect with CBPA, and that's been really just strange. Feels like that should be a closer connection.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Who am I here with today?
Catherine Sanish.
How do you feel the school helped you cope after the incident?
I thought that it was helpful that, like, they offed the bells and they, you know, not changed some of the schedules, but they made it a lot more peaceful in the halls, which was a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who am I here with today?
Tyler.
How do you feel the school helps you cope after the incident?
I felt that the teachers were very supportive of our feelings and everything after the incident. And I liked how we did a little get together at the park, and it really, I think it really helped the students, like, you know, like since maybe they didn't have anybody to talk to, or maybe they didn't have no one to like look at after because of the incident. And I feel like since the teachers were there and everything, I feel like it really, like, it really supported the students and it really helped them cope and everything. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Who am I here with today?
Silas.
How do you feel the school helps you cope after the incident?
It helped me a lot. They comforted us, and my favorite part was the therapy dogs, which we could just like get out of class to go whenever we needed to, just to calm down and everything. And they did try to give us stuff to help us, and our community really supported us.
Okay, thanks. Who am I here with today?
Finnegan Burke Barquette.
How do you feel the school helped you cope after the incident?
I feel the school was great at helping students cope with what happened during, you know, the incident. I think they had a lot of therapists. They had a lot of therapy dogs, different mindfulness activities that really helped people get back on their feet. And I think the staff and the teachers and Mr. Steele too. They were all really they handled the situation really well, so that students were able to cope. So for me, I feel like it was effective.
Okay, thank you. Who am I here with today?
Mary Malkinani.
How do you feel the school helps you cope after the incident?
I think the school did a pretty good job after the incident, because I remember that all the teachers were being very supportive. There were like support animals too. But what I didn't like was that it was like a week long thing. Like it was only a week and then we went back to things, and I felt like that wasn't enough time. But other than that, I think that the school did a good job.
Thank you. Who am I here with today?
Selena Reeves.
How do you feel the school helped you cope after the incident?
I think the school did a pretty good job with like transitioning, coming back into school, and like providing like therapy and making sure you had open sources. It kind of depended on like how like it affected you as a person, but like overall, like with what they could have done, it was pretty good.
Okay, thank you. Hello, this is Ismail Bachua, your host of the Teenage Experience podcast. I would like to give a brief conclusion on what we have heard today. As you have heard, many students have had mixed reviews on if the school helped students cope after the incident. As one student said, the school did not do a good job of helping us cope and tried to distract us from the incident overall, and they had to take coping mechanisms upon themselves. Another student felt smothered and pointed out that we did not have a full school meeting to talk about what happened. It was almost blindsided. Some students felt the school did a good job in helping them cope with the posters, the picnic before we returned back into the building, the therapy dogs, and the therapists. Another student shared that Students on the Go, a school running group, gave him structure and helped him cope. Some students felt the school culture did not allow us to truly cope. And I agree. We had homework and homework and homework. There was so much homework. We had to focus on the homework and not even focus on coping. Overall, the school did their best to help us cope, I think. But their methods did not work for everyone. I feel that now, heading towards the end of the school year, many students are on the path to coping, and we have grown stronger as a school. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. Please follow and share, and we will see you next time.